Well, an Australian horse called Vow and Declare has won the 159th Melbourne Cup in a victory for Australia's racing industry against a field of mostly international competitors. But the last-placed horse, Rostropovich, is not in a good way. Its trainers say it has an injured pelvis but should make a full recovery. The race has been celebrated around Australia by some, but also actively not celebrated by others, as recent animal cruelty revelations put a bomb under the industry. Our reporter Isabel Rowe has been gauging opinion in Melbourne.
Master Reality just in front. Bowen declares kicks. Bowen declares got it.
Plenty of bets placed, but few winners to be found at this Melbourne bar.
I think I had money on Bowen Declare. I'll have to put my glasses on. I had him in a trifecta.
Oh.
But that's okay. I don't know anything about horses, so I look at the names.
Did you put any money on?
Yes, we did.
What are you betting on?
Finch, Surprise Baby.
Well, we always celebrate the cup, but we're from Sydney, really. So
you've come especially?
We've come especially for that.
Have you put a bet on?
Unfortunately, we haven't actually.
There's been sort of talk about animal welfare issues and stuff this year. Do you ever think about that?
That's probably one of the reasons why I didn't rush out to bet this year, because with the latest information that's come out regarding how the horses are treated, racehorses in particular, I just haven't been comfortable.
Yeah, I'm celebrating the same way, but it's always good to see the administration talking about doing more things for the horses. That's very important too.
What do you love about the Melbourne Cup?
It's just the atmosphere and the fashion, and you have a drink, and it's just a great day out, and you meet lovely people.
It's a public holiday in Melbourne, and while CBD stores are open, they're mostly empty. The bars, pubs and restaurants are packed though. Melbourne Cup events are big earners for the venues. Others went to the racecourse itself, some as early as 7 a.m.
I'm Kathy. My name's Kathy.
So tell me about this setup here. You have breakfast in the car park and then you go in.
Yes, we do. It's a lovely way to start the day with champagne, chicken, toasts to family and friends. So it's an excellent way to start the day. Happy cup day.
But the cup isn't for everyone. Dozens of people have come to this brewery in the Melbourne suburb of Fitzroy instead. They're not dressed in their finery and the races aren't on the television either. They're saying nup to the cup.
We've come here to Fixation to say no to the cup, nup to the cup. There is really nothing glamorous or beautiful about the racing industry, either horses or greyhounds. I just think it's revolting the way it's completely normalised in this culture. I was lightheartedly saying to my friends that I won't, and my colleagues, that I won't be at work because, Victoria has a public holiday to celebrate animal cruelty, and there's sort of awkward laughter.
I always felt strongly about it because I don't gamble, don't do anything like that, and I don't see the necessity for abuse to creatures that have no say in it.
Have you come here before?
No.
I've followed a few of the events. Over the years, I haven't got anything. Yesterday, I went to my first the Horse Racing Kills protest at the Melbourne Cup Parade, and then wanted to come along to an Up to the Cup thing today as well.
Michael Craig runs the restaurant hosting the event.
Yeah, we're definitely getting a bigger response so far this year. I think we've got about 250 people booked in tonight, and so throughout the day, we're aiming to do about 500 pizzas. That's what we're looking at, so it's definitely going to be one of our busiest days for sure.
Proceeds of Nup to the Cup events go to the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses, the animal rights group that's led protests during this year's Spring Racing Carnival.
Isabel Rowe, our reporter in Melbourne today.